Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Oh, here it is, the St. Patrick's Day edition of the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Hello there, my little shillelaghs.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi. Look at that, lots of green. I have a little bit of green in here.
Oh, it counts. We'll
what
take
is
it.
That? What is Garrett wearing?
Garrett's shirt.
Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry.
The big Irish belly's taking out. Let me see that again.
Hold on. There it is.
I love it.
Very convincing.
I like the belt.
Oh, there's Gandhi not wearing green.
I'm wearing green.
Yep.
Oh, you are wearing green.
Yeah.
There's Froggy definitely wearing green. Danielle's wearing green.
Mm-hmm.
Scary's wearing black.
Yeah.
And, of course, Garrett wearing green. And Scotty B, there's your green.
And Brody has green on. He's got a Jets shirt on.
Oh, I can't see Brody. I can't see him.
He's got gangrene on.
The limited edition Lucky Charms that turn your milk green.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Do you drink the milk after? It's green milk. Are you going to drink the green milk when you're done with the cereal?
Of course.
Tastes better. Oh, please be careful, because you have no idea how old the milk in Scotty B's studio is.
The milk in here is already green without the cereal.
Exactly. Scotty.
So when I was growing up, if you were caught not wearing green on St. Patrick's Day, then you could be pinched. People could pinch you.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That's how I always got pinched, because I always forgot about it, because it's not, a big holiday for Indians. But I appreciate it. Yeah! Get him in the nipple.
What, you don't like my cassette tape shirt?
There's not any green in any of those labels?
No, there's nothing.
In all fairness, Scary has said he only has five t-shirts, so that's the one of five that he's wearing today.
All right, what do you guys want to do today? Because I'm just going to eat my Lucky Charms.
We don't have a game we can play? We always like playing games.
We do.
Well, Nate usually does the games, but he's on a phone call. Why is he on a phone call?
He knows this is the time for the podcast. Why would he take a phone call?
Who are you talking to, Nate?
Am I the only one that in elementary school we made Irish soda bread on St. Patrick's Day?
Who?
No.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Oh, you never? Oh, I gotta send you.
What was the question?
I said, in elementary school, am I the only one that made Irish soda bread every St. Patrick's Day? They brought us to the kitchen, and we made Irish soda bread.
Really?
You did?
Cool.
Yeah.
Well,
we can't do that anymore, Scotty.
No, you can't.
You can't have holidays that signify anything.
Nope.
So. Is Nate trying to take care of the interview?
There's no food at schools anymore.
Right.
So we still have no plan for this 15-minute morning show podcast?
I mean, we could play
Would You
Rather.
We're doing the soda bread thing. Mm-hmm.
It's kind What's of, that, Brody?
We were talking about Scotty's soda bread. That should give us another 20 seconds.
Let's just piece it together second by second.
Scotty,
if Scotty cut
anything...
a hole in the soda bread and had sex with it, we got a show.
I was in fourth grade.
You don't have anything gross to contribute, Scotty?
No, I got nothing going on.
Never did anything gross with the soda bread?
Scary got yelled at because he went on our show and said St. Patrick's Day basically is just for American Irish to go out and get drunk.
Yeah.
And,
well, yeah,
all of us is what you said.
I said it's an excuse for Americans in general to go out and drink. And why people go...
You got yelled at.
Oh, someone on text. Scary, shut the fuck up. To many Irish Americans, it's much more than an excuse to drink. What a loser. I'm sorry.
Oh, you got called a loser,
but
too.
But there is a stereotype about the Irish, the St. Patrick's Day, and drinking. A holiday for drinking. And why are things stereotypes? Because they are true. That's why things become stereotypes.
Not always.
Oh, my God. Shot fire.
Wow.
Okay. Pew, 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 pew.
Go have a meatball there, right, you Italian.
Explain yourself.
No, but it's true. I mean, who does? I mean, most Irish people I know make jokes about drinking on St. Patrick's Day, drinking at funerals, using, you know, the Irish exit. You know, I mean, we all know about this holiday, and I hear that in Ireland it's celebrated a lot differently. We asked here on this show, why do we celebrate St. Patrick's Day in America? And all I'm telling you is, it's an excuse for Americans to drink, like the non-Irish people. Now, if you are Irish, please let me know give me more background to
Scary,
this.
If you,
because
if you
it's
were
certainly
like,
not coming to the forefront.
Hold on. Well, Garrett's Irish. Let's ask him. Garrett.
Garrett.
Scary, if you have to go with the defense of, well, it's a stereotype, so it has to be true. Stereotypes don't mean...
Garrett, you look at the shirt you're wearing with a beer belly. An Irish guy with a bow tie and a beer belly.
It's true.
Right, of course.
It's a drinking shirt.
Oh, okay, some people can play into it, and just like many people amongst friends, you either go with the joke or you take offense to it. For many Irish Catholics out there, this is a very, very big holiday, you know, that's out there. So to stereotype every single person out there, you know, like, does every single Italian, you know, eat meatballs every day and eat pizza? No.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
If somebody cracks a joke, Garrett, yeah. I laugh because I have a sense of humor. I'm not triggered. I'm not a snowflake about it. That's all. Everyone, we can laugh at
so
ourselves.
So scary, every Italian is in the mafia.
That's such a that is the fakest laugh I've ever heard.
But he's not offended. What's Scary's point is he's not offended.
But hold on. There is something to be said for the fact that they're saying this is the day that they drove pagans out of Ireland, and there's
right.
there is a serious note to why we're commemorating this day. I hear. I wish someone would correct me or let me know if I'm right or wrong.
Right.
Does anyone want a Wikipedia?
Well, when I looked it up, it said the same thing. It said that this was not only driving out the paganism, but the start of Christianity in Ireland. So maybe some pagans get sad on St. Patrick's Day. Have we thought about them?
That's fair. What does that have to do with drinking?
It's more of the celebration.
I don't have anything.
It's not about just getting wasted. It's about celebrating.
Right, but like I feel like every brand in America also takes advantage of it. Like, you know, think of all the liquor brands that are out there. It's everyone does things on St. Patrick's Day. Kiss me, I'm Irish, and the shirts.
Well, no,
and
but,
the, and the,
but, well Garrett, it reminds you, it's more than just doing shots. It's about celebrating with your friends.
Right, and I'm okay with that. The thing is, I would like that. Why is that not more at the forefront? It's more of a question than anything
I'm gonna
else.
I'm going to Irish exit.
I feel like I should.
Garrett, we're going to cancel you, Garrett. Now you're canceled. That's the opposite of an Irish exit.
Yeah, I know. That was like a deliberate exit.
I'm
getting my ball and going home. Yeah. I got to tell you, these Lucky Charms are fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Five bowls.
Isn't St. Patrick's Day really about the McShake, the McFlurry?
Oh.
Isn't that what Shamrock
about? The Shamrock Shake.
The Shamrock Shake.
Yeah. And the Krispy Kreme donuts for St. Patrick's Day are amazing. I'm so excited.
Hey, when I think of Ireland, I think of Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. Right. And Shamrock Shake.
Well, donuts have an O in them. They're like an O, so. Yeah.
Oh, that's a far stretch for a joke.
Yeah, I know. But it didn't take me long, so it counts for points.
Yeah, you got some points.
By the way, I had my first green bagel this morning.
No.
I've never eaten one before because I always assumed they would taste differently. And I got convinced to eat one, and it was fine. But I always hated, like, because they look green, I didn't want to eat them. I would imagine like other things, if they're the wrong color, you don't eat them.
You don't eat things green typically, though. So
that's correct. So that's why I didn't want to eat a vegetable bagel. But apparently, it's just food coloring.
So yeah. You know, out of all of us, Froggy is really the only one who's going to be out celebrating today.
Yeah, I'm going out.
Going to a little party, little friend's house party.
And where are you going, Froggy?
I'm going to the beach. We did a little contest here on the radio station here in Jax, and so we are having a celebration at Culhane's Irish Pub on Atlantic Beach. It is, you know, set up outdoors, and they are following all the proper protocols and whatnot, but we are still at least having some sense of normalcy and doing things to get back.
So Danielle's going to a smaller version just with some friends, right?
Yeah, one family, and we're just like, the husband is Irish, and so she tries to do something special for him, which is nice, and so we're going to get together tonight.
I'm going to have some corned beef sandwich and hang out with my schnauzers.
Danielle, are you going to get drunk with the guy like Scary predicts?
I do not think so, but thanks.
Okay. I don't know. Stereotypically, you should.
So I lived in Boston before, obviously, I moved to New York with all of you, and it is crazy on St. Patrick's Day in Boston, and every year our radio station will do these giant parades, and people get so excited, and for me personally, it was the most miserable experience ever, because it's freezing right now in Boston, and you're just outside, and of course, all the drunks are throwing stuff at you while you're on a float waving at them.
You mean there was liquor served?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There are Irish people in Boston?
It's crazy. Okay. Also, it doesn't matter if they serve the liquor. They're coming out with their own liquor anyway. It's a parade route. I mean,
Scary's going. He's leaving. He's going to Boston.
You're right. Scary, you could get there in about 4 hours from where you are. Go.
You know, it was a couple of years ago. I celebrated in Delray Beach. I hosted the St. Pat's Parade there, and we were on a trailer or some kind of a float, I don't know, in the parade, and it was... I don't know. It was a blur of an afternoon.
Hey, speaking of blurry afternoons, remember when we used to go to that big event in West Palm Beach?
Oh, yeah. Sunfest. Captain Morgan Party Boat.
Yeah.
The party barge.
Sunfest.
Whatever it was, yeah.
Sunfest was the name of the event.
Yeah.
And they always put us on the Captain Morgan Party Barge.
That's right.
Which I'm telling you right now, I'm surprised that thing is still afloat. To be honest.
Yeah.
It's still there.
Seriously. I mean, we would be on this huge party barge with hundreds and hundreds of people and a DJ and the music's going and the thing is rocking like this.
I'm back and forth like this.
I'm like, guys, I'm going to meet you back on shore.
Right.
Yeah.
A couple of times I thought we weren't going to make it out.
I know. It's like, I don't know if this is my idea of celebrating today. But it wasn't St. Patrick's Day. I don't know. But I don't know. Who wants to say something? I'm tired of... trying to come up
talking
with
about
angles.
St. Patrick's Day?
How many angles can you come up with for St. Patrick's Day other than, you know,
right.
Scary gets yelled at by people who are Irish? What else?
We used to have all those great St. Patrick's
I just want to know what Nate's doing on the phone.
Nate's in some kind of... Oh, now he's laughing. He looks like he's having a casual conversation.
Come on. We need you on the podcast. What was that, Scotty?
So we used to have all those great St. Patrick's Day broadcasts. Remember Tavern on the Green and all those other places that we would go?
Yeah.
Connolly's.
Yeah, we used to do every St. Patrick's Day, we would do the morning show, and we'd sit there and smoke cigarettes and get drunk.
You know, it was this day in 1998 that we met David Brody on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, wow.
At Connolly's.
Is that true, Brody?
Yeah, so I had been writing parodies for the show from January to March, and Scary said, oh, we're going to do this live remote. You should come down and meet everybody. And it was the year that there was a problem back in Secaucus in the home office.
Remember that, Elvis?
And half the show had to go back.
Yes.
And wasn't there. So I met Elliot and Danielle, but I think the other people were back in the studio. And I met Greg T., who lied to me about his history in radio. and told me a whole story about his huge radio career in Florida and how you guys begged him to come back. And then, of course, never thinking I'd work with him or get to know him.
Oh, not exactly.
Later, I found out he worked one day in Florida and came crying back.
It didn't happen. No. Quite like he describes.
That's but he was out on the street going, so I was establishing myself in Florida, and then they couldn't do the show without me, so they begged me to come back, and now here I am again.
Isn't that what the show had to pile into the creepy van with no seats?
Yeah.
Yes, and we were going, we would sit, and then someone would make a turn, and he'd go,
we had to sit in the back of the Z100 van, which had no seats, but had a bit, the spare tire was back there.
Yes.
So we sat on the spare tire. That was our seat.
And carpet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I remember one of the first events I worked as an intern was at a Tavern on the Green, and the parking was so expensive, and I wasn't getting paid anything, like $4.25 an hour. It was ridiculous. So I actually paid to work that day because it cost me more to park than my paycheck. And back then, I couldn't expense anything. So I was just like, well, I guess I'm taking one for the team.
And now look at you.
That's how it works.
Stop barking.
So you told Scary that, you know, that what the tradition is if you're not wearing green on St. Patrick's Day, right? I believe Nate is in the same boat as Scary.
You get Guinness.
Yeah, Guinness.
Oh, he's got a Guinness shirt.
There, he's got the Guinness. He's got Guinness.
Another drinking-themed Irish shirt.
No. His nipples are still going to get it.
Oh, no.
Get the nipples.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. He's chasing him around.
Come back.
Oh, my God. Now Elvis chased him down the hallway, and now he's got him cornered because there's no way Nate can escape because it's
play
a
by
dead
play
end.
Scary.
It's a dead end back there.
Oh, my God. That video looks like something you would see in one of those, like, true crime documentaries where all of a sudden there's just a scuffle. Everything moves around. Now there's an empty chair. Scary. Is everyone
who
alive?
Comes back?
Everyone, oh, yeah. Scotty's going to take us down.
Scotty with the play-by-play. Oh, Scotty, get in there.
No. What's he doing?
Nope.
He got him? Scotty B was on the move.
That's so weird seeing the studios. We haven't been there for so long.
I know.
It's a shithole. It really is a shithole. You should see. Hey, let them see. Let them see. Can I take mine out?
You can take yours out. You just unplug it. Oh, look at this.
Wait till you see this. There's Ollie Bear. Hi, Ollie.
Is our Norwegian cruise ship still there?
Oh, it's there. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Look at this. Oh.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, that's always been
still there.
Oh, yeah.
Nate. Oh, it's funny to see Nate in two screens.
Okay, the toilet seat, yeah.
That looks like a shithole for sure.
Yeah, it does look like
a, My
Those are our
God.
Snacks. That's our table of snacks back there.
It's a mess.
What's on the table of snacks these days?
That's running low. Those snacks have been there for a year.
But I love how there's not a lot of people there, so how does it become a shithole? I don't understand.
The three of them.
Because anything that gets sent to us, we just leave around.
This is all that's left of our
Nobody
quarantine
else works
snacks
in the station.
From a year ago.
Scotty, you remember that day the coffee machine was on the fritz and it was spraying water everywhere?
Yes. There was inches of water all over the carpet.
Oh, my God.
And you guys just left?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, okay.
What a mess over there.
Yeah. All right, I'll throw shit away.
Holy crap.
That is a disaster
zone. Nate's got a box of tampons down there. What are you...
Well, because everyone just abandoned this place on March 18th, and we never cleaned anything up. We just left it.
In my defense, left on March 17th.
Okay.
You can't talk shit about Danielle's desk ever again.
That's
her
right.
Her desk is probably pristine compared to whatever the hell that was that just happened.
And at least it's collectibles, not
we've been,
like
we've
trash.
Been looting, we've been looting your desk. There's nothing left.
What do you mean looting?
We got to go. We got to go. We're over, asshole. And we're really talking about nothing. Shut up!
He's talking to the dog for those that are listening.
We got a problem. We got to go.
The dogs are going nuts.
We got to go. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.